8:12 on this Tuesday morning. Can also report all severe watches and warnings have now ended across southeast Wisconsin. Some areas still looking at a flood advisory until a little bit later this morning. But for the most part, the severe weather is over and done with for today. But for those remnants there in southern Kenosha County, Pleasant Prairie area might stretch back into and just about touch Walworth County there on the far western edge of the storms. Busy and loud morning here with this weather. I want to bring in Storm Team 4 meteorologist Brendan Johnson to get us an update here on what we saw blow through tonight. Brendan, looks like the largest part of the severe weather in terms of anything that could have been damaging stayed north of Milwaukee. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, Eric Vince, what we call a mesoscale convective system. That's a big term.
Okay, triple term work score on that one.
Yeah, for your Tuesday morning. Yeah, an MCS, as we like to abbreviate it. But that was what we were particularly concerned about yesterday. And all models had suggested, you know, this time yesterday and even early afternoon that, yeah, that was going to head towards Milwaukee. Models are notorious for not getting those correct. And we, you know, usually can't really give you a good track until the storms actually initiate. And that didn't really happen until between 7 and 9 p.m. last night. So, yes, the main line of storms, that bow echo on radar, did not come through our area. It did track a little bit farther to the north, but we did clock some pretty impressive winds in Manitowoc and Sheboygan counties, a 63-mile-per-hour gust over in Sheboygan, 58 in Manitowoc, and had heard of about a 53-mile-per-hour gust in Appleton as those storms were coming through. So that was the powerful stuff, and then it went out over the lake. So it is more going to be Michigan issue for today. We were able to still catch those some showers and storms this morning.
All right, so that's beyond us. Are we good for a minute now? Can we stay dry for a half
Jeez,
a second?
Give me a break, would you?
I know. We are really running well above average. I mean, so far, you know, we've picked up, you know, 2.7 inches of rain so far this month. It seems like, you know, a month has happened in a week. So yes, we're gonna breathe for a little bit. We will be watching showers and storms today down to the south. So over northern Illinois. We'll see how those kind of, you know, interact with each other. If they decide, you know, as they form, they sometimes generate outflow boundaries. They can kind of take on wild trajectories. But for the most part, southern Wisconsin for the rest of the day looking dry. Just keep an eye on the state line. But hot and humid today. Highs are back up towards about 90 degrees. And then Wednesday and Thursday looking dry too.
Talked with Craig Copleen about this, Brendan. We've asked Niz before as well. But it seems like we are stuck in this sort of unstable pattern that continues to cause this strong, if not severe, weather. Do you have a thought as to whether or not we remain stuck here? For and if so, for how long, or can't you tell?
Yeah, you know, so I think, you know, what they're kind of getting at is this big, giant, you know, ridge of high pressure that was over the southeastern part of the country. And we were kind of in this railroad of heat and humidity. So we got round after round after round of showers and storms. And we were also pretty close to the jet stream. At this point, you know, the pattern is now finally moving along. So essentially what this means is we can still, you know, we can still get rain, but at least we are getting some more breaks and not getting hit constantly like we were. But welcome to summer. There is a dome of heat that sits over the southern United States. So, you know, this is our most active time of the year. It's just unfortunately the last few weeks have been particularly active, and we've dealt, you know, with a lot of severe weather, a really active season of note. You know, in the last several years, it's been a while since it's been this active.
And you don't need us to tell you that because I saw you in on Saturday night right. Dealing with the severe weather, even though you had to get up for daybreak the next day.
Hey, let me point out, is that Brendan, I was in Williams Bay when that was all taking place. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you to you and Niz, man. We were hanging on your every word. Appreciate everything you were doing that night.
Oh, no, I'm glad you guys were keeping an eye on it, and we appreciate that. It's, when we see things like that happening, developing really quickly, you know, you want to get out and try and tell people about it. And, Williams Bay, I mean, we got some pretty incredible video of that storm going out over, you know, Geneva Lake. And gosh, I mean, it was like a wall of rain. People thought that was the tornado. You know, I have to tell people, no, that's actually a rain shaft. But actually, inside that rain shaft, there was actually a tornado, as we found out later with all that damage. So, that was a crazy night.
I'll point out one more thing, too. We talked to Copleen about this, Brendan. What was interesting to me listening to him and then watching you and Niz was how certain you both appeared that you were looking at an actual on-the-ground tornado based on the radar data that and the indications that you were getting. I thought that was really interesting and appreciate how you both walked us all through that as viewers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, the radar is our best tool, short of anybody actually observing a tornado on the ground. And with that situation Saturday night, with how much rain was falling, any tornado that would form would have been completely obscured. And, you know, you saw the videos of that rain shaft moving over Geneva Lake. No one's going to see a tornado in that. So the best tool we've got is the radar. We had the rotation. And then when the radar started picking up the debris, that's pretty much, you know, we know something's up in the air. You know, if there's rotation and then we get debris, you know, we can, as meteorologists, say, all right, there's something's going on and you got to take it seriously. And ultimately, we wound up having two tornadoes around Lake Geneva Williams Bay area Saturday night.
Storm Team 4 meteorologist Brendan Johnson live with us this morning. Thanks, my friend.
Yes, thank you guys. Take care.
And it's been an exhaustive stretch for those guys. I mean, I know that's what they get paid for, but that said, you know, when Brendan comes in and the few hours off he has over the weekend to help Niz at night, and then he's back super early in the morning and all that, not for nothing. These guys have worked pretty hard. Did have some ponding earlier today. That situation is all cleared up. We got a good amount of rain in a short burst here in southeast Wisconsin.
Now, you and I disagree over whether or not this worked or not, but okay. So there's standing water on the off ramp. What was that? 94 westbound Waukesha County near Highway 164.
Yeah. So if you wanted to get off the freeway to go on 164, right, that exit was closed for what, about a half hour?
It's back open now, but it was closed, and they busted out the plow and had a plow that, not a blade, but what was it, like just a spinny?
When they put the attachment on, that's like a large brush, and sometimes they use it for snow removal.
Okay.
It's like, that's the sound it makes.
Yeah.
I always call it the Whisper 2000.
I knew exactly what you're at. Anyway, they use that to remove, quote unquote, the water.
I don't know that helped. I think it just went away.
You think the water just went into the drains?
Well,
like
we're particularly interested in this because what really caught our eye was about a year ago, more?
Longer than that.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
When we had a flooding situation, there was standing water on the freeway, also in Waukesha County. I think this was right underneath the underpass at Highway 16 there on 94. And they brought out snow plows with the blades down, with the snow blade down.
Yeah.
And they tried to plow the water out. And we had a good laugh about that.
So,
right? Watching it in real time.
Correct. Which made us
go ahead and play if you want. Okay,
okay,
so that caused us at the time to make this spoof of like a super plow, right?
It was very popular at the time.
All right, so you want Super Plow?
I think we need it.
All right, give it to him, Pancake.
Hi, folks. Buck Kopinski with IES Industrial Equipment Solutions, here to tell you about the next generation in plow technology. If your city, town, or village does not have this plow, you need to demand this plow. Introducing the SP238 Viking. Ramming speed.
What's the SP stand for? Snowplow?
In our 238 Viking model, the SP stand for Superplow, because she plow a whole lot more than snow.
Really? Like what?
You got yourself standing water on the freeway, our laser precision Superplow blade creates an airtight seal with the pavement. Floodwaters be gone, you just plow right on through all the way to the river.
Well, I'm a parks superintendent. How will this plow help me in the summer?
I'll tell you how it'll help you in the summer. The SP238 Viking is highly versatile. You can even replace your whole fleet of lawnmowers. You plow them soccer fields and ball diamonds, you won't need to mow for months. Get rid of that pesky sod in no time flat. You'll be sitting in the office, windows open, sipping a tall glass of lemonade all summer long.
We've had a shortage of school buses in my community. That's top of mind for young families.
And what kid wouldn't want to arrive to school in style sitting atop the shiny blade on front of the Viking? Room for 7 small children in the spacious cab. And because our razor precision super plow blades are perfectly balanced, you can strap a few young ones right to the front. And they are guaranteed not to fall off less than they want to.
Our budget's airtight where I live. Sounds like we wouldn't be able to afford a new super plow like this in my community.
You can't afford not to invest in the new SP238 Viking from Industrial Equipment Solutions. If your plow only plows snow, you're just plowing bullshit. Call your Department of Public Works now. Ask them to invest in the future with the SP238 Viking. Don't just plow snow, plow a path to freedom.